Blog Talk Radio.
Still tipping on fofos, wrapped in fofos. Tipping on fofos, wrapped in fofos. Tipping on fofos, wrapped in fofos. Tipping fofos, and I'm back in fofos.
Now look who creeping, look who crawling, still balling in the mix. It's that 6'6 long dick slim nigga sticking your chick. Pulling tricks, looking slick at all times when I'm flipping. Bar sipping, car dipping, Grant Wood grain gripping. Still tipping on still tipping on fo rapping, fo rapping, fo rapping, fo hoping, the no hacking, the no packing, fo blowing on that endo. GameCube Nintendo, 5% tint, so you can't see up in my window. These niggas don't understand me, cause I'm ball tall on candy. Top down at Maxis with a big Glock 9 handy. Pieced up, creased up, stand dressed to impress. Big boss belt buckle under my Michelin S. Oh, Gucci shades up on my braids when I escalate. When I'm riding freewheel sliding like a escapade. I got it made, the big boss of the north. Ain't shit changed, I still represent what's your house, huh?
Tipping on fofos, rapping fofos. Tipping on fofos, rapping fofos.
I'm sipping, wood grain, I'm gripping. Catch me lane switching with the paint dripping. Turn your neck and your dame missing. Me and Slim, we ain't tripping. I'm figure flipping and stir sipping. Like do or die, I'm pole pimping. Car stop, rims keep spinning. I'm flipping, drop with invisible tops. Hose bob with my drop, step out. I'm shaking the block with 418s. Candy green with 11 screens. My gasoline always supreme. Got Dodo the brand with a pint of lean. It tastes grinding to be a king. Tastes grinding to be a king. First round drop piece coming. Who is Mike Jones coming? Slap shining with the grilling woman. Slap shining with the grilling woman. I'm Mike Jones. Who? Mike Jones, the one and only. You can't clone me. Got a lot of haters and a lot of homies. Some friends and some phony. Back then, hoes didn't want me. Now I'm hot, hoes all on me. Back then, hoes didn't want me. Now I'm hot, hoes all on me. Back then, hoes didn't want me. Now I'm hot, hoes all on me. Back then, hoes didn't want me. Now I'm hot, hoes all on me.
I'm the people's champ. My chain light up like a lamp, cause now I'm back with the camp. I'm crawling similar to an ant, cause I'm low to the earth. People's feelings get hurt when they figure out what I'm worth. I got 84s poking out at the club, I'm showing out. I'm a player, ain't no doubt. Hoes wanna know what I'm about. Bigger diamonds off in my mouth, princess cuss all in my chain. Wood grain all in my range, dripping stains when I switch lanes. Switch the name, it's still the same. Switch the house or switch the blast. Mike Jones, he running the game and magnificent by the cast. Michael White, he made me hot. Hard work took me to the top. Seed ass took me to the lot. He wrote a check and bought a drop. I got the internet going nuts, but T-Ferris got my back, so now I'm holding my nuts. It's powwow, baby. What you know about me? I'm on that 5'9" South Lee, baby. Holla at me.
Yeah, wake up. I said wake up! Get your ass up!
Wake your ass up. Wake the fuck up. Remember you was crying and had me up all morning? No, hey, get your ass up. Get up. Get your ass up. That's right. Alright, get your ass up. Shit, we'll have the motherfucker up all night. And think, well, hey, get your ass up.
Wake up out of your sleep.
wake up. Stop crying and wake up. Stop worrying and wake up. Stop fretting and wake up. God's getting ready to get ready. To get ready. To get ready. Wake up! Wake up! Wake up! In the balcony! Wake up! In the closet! Wake up!
The number one DJ rocking the turntables in the mix.
Check this out, man.
Giving you the best music.
How you feel?
Fat Man West Coast.
You are listening to Unsigned Hype Radio, a.k.a. the Wake Your Ass Up Morning Show, with your host, Fat Man West Coast, live from downtown Las Vegas.
What?
It's those nasty beat makers.
Up, D-Duppy, you bad man.
You're rocking with the best. The best.
Check. 1, 2, 1, 2, 1, 2. Check. 1, 2, 1, 2. Good morning. Good morning, everybody. You got your boy Fat Man West Coast coming to you live and direct, Las Vegas, Nevada. Y'all know how it is. It's time for the Wake Your Ass Up Morning Show. It's time to wake y'all asses up, because my ass been up for a minute. My phone been ringing and dinging ever since yesterday. Shout out to everybody that sent the Michael Baisden transparency group. Seemed like I pissed a lot of y'all off yesterday. But it's okay though. It's 39 degrees out here, 8 minutes after 8 a.m. and you are rocking with the Wake Your Ass Up Morning Show. I am your host, Fat Man West Coast, coming to you live and direct, y'all, Las Vegas, Nevada. Y'all know what it is. Like I said, y'all, yesterday I pissed a lot of people off in that group. And what y'all should. You wait. People wait to get on social media and want to divulge family secrets and things like that there, when you should have dealt with that at the point in time. Now you're on social media talking about, and he did that to me, and this is why I don't shake hands no more, and this, that, the other. Okay, I can understand where you're coming from, but your logic is ignorant, all right? Because my thing is this, and this is where we got to talk about it, and then we're going to get into the show. I just want to clear this up. We as black people have been dealing with curses, all right? Family curses. When you were growing up, I know, I'm going to use myself as an example. When I grew up in my household, my mother and father, yes, they did say, you know, what goes on in this house stays in this house. You better not be out running your mouth telling what's going on in the house. But if you're getting hurt in the house, then you need to say something. So what sparked all of this was, it was a picture of a man shaking a woman's hand. And in this picture, the man shaking the woman's hand, he is tickling her palm. Now, that's the oldest shit from back in the day when old players, and I'm trying to tell you, old players, and still some of these old players do that today. They'll shake a woman's hand, and they'll tickle her palm. Yeah, that's letting the woman know, I'm feeling you, I want to get with you. It don't necessarily mean that I want to have sex with you. Or it doesn't necessarily mean that I'm trying to get you butt-ass naked or anything like that there. But I understand the gesture. my thought and my opinion was, if you were underage and your uncle or your dad or somebody in your family grabbed your hand and shook your hand like that and tickled the palm of your hand while he was shaking your hand, then you should have told some damn body because it made you feel uncomfortable. You don't hold no shit in 20, 30, 40 years and then you want to express it on social media and put all your business out there and everything like that. And when somebody like myself is going to play devil's advocate and come along and go, why didn't you say anything after all this time and you wait to get on social media and express your opinion now? Boy, these motherfuckers got mad at my ass. You know what I'm saying? They got mad at my ass. They was telling me, oh, you can't, you insensitive motherfucker. You this, that, the other. And women have to deal with this. And blah, 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 blah. And everything like that. Look here, check this out. I understand where y'all coming from. And everything. There's a time and place for everything. You know what I'm saying? I am sorry for the women who had to endure that or who felt that, you know, or their daddy was touching them, their uncle was touching them, their brother was touching them. If that was the case, how come you didn't say nothing to anybody in your family, especially your mother, your sister, your auntie, or anybody like that? How come you didn't say nothing to someone? And then you could have cleared that up. You could have got his ass out of the house. They could have investigated it, and you wouldn't have had to live through this torture. That's all I'm saying. It is time now in 2022 to speak up. Wake your ass up and speak up. We are grown people now. Speak up and say something and get this out in the open, because you may be helping another little girl that's dealing with that, that don't know what she's dealing with. But no, y'all want to shoot the messenger. So in other words, good morning, good morning, good morning, good morning. I just had to get that off my chest. Good morning, good morning, everybody. It is a beautiful morning out here in Las Vegas, Nevada. Had a beautiful weekend this weekend. All the football games was on yesterday. I just kind of sat back and chilled, you know what I'm saying, and everything. But like I said, y'all, it is the Wake Yo Ass Up Morning Show. This morning, we got a hellified show. Ready, locked, and cocked, ready to go. We locked and loaded. We got my man on the show this morning. Hip-hop historian, my man, Jay Juan, is definitely in the building. Owner, founder of the Foundation. Y'all need to make sure y'all catch his radio show, The Foundation. He takes you through the history of hip-hop. If anybody know about my man, Jay Juan, and you've been following him on Facebook, you already know what he's about. You already know that he brings the history of hip-hop. He keeps us up on game. He keeps us up on the old-school music. He keeps us up on the old-school artists. He keeps us up on the lives and activities of these old-school artists and everything like that. These old-school legends, you know what I'm saying, that he sits down and he talks with. He brings on his show and does interviews. I hope and pray that one day I grow up and my radio show get as big as my man Jay Juan, and I can have people like happy birthday to my man Master G, you know, from the Sugar Hill Gang. You know what I'm saying? He brings us information like this. Also, rest in heaven to my man Kango Kid. You know what I'm saying? Of UTFO. You know what I'm saying? The Kango Kid is fighting with cancer and this, that, and the other. So we just want to send condolences out to his family. He's been gone for about a week now. But we can't forget our legends. We can't forget the people that started this hip-hop game. And my man Jay Juan is the one that keeps us in our hip-hop history. So, yo, man, he gonna be on the show in just a little bit. You know what I'm saying? But y'all know how we start the show. We always start the show and we always give thanks to the man upstairs, because a lot of us didn't make it on the wake-up list this morning. So we need to give thanks and give prayer and just pray for the people that's going through this COVID, that's going through some things. I'm going through some things right now, and this, that, and the other out here in Las Vegas, Nevada. You know, anybody in the world, everybody in the world is going through something. So this morning, before we even start our show, we always pray for the sick and the shut-in. So right now, I need everybody to bow your heads and close your eyes. Dear Lord, we come to you this morning humbly, and we thank you for another morning, Lord Jesus. We thank you for waking us up. We thank you for putting our name in the book of the Lamb. And we making the wake-up list this morning, Lord Jesus. A lot of people didn't make the wake-up list this morning. A lot of people didn't make the wake-up list yesterday morning and the morning before that. And we just want to thank you, and we want to pray for the sick and the shut-in. We want to pray for the people that's on their way to work right now. We want to pray for our kids that's on their way to school. And watch over them in these classrooms with this virus and this COVID and every other variant that they're thinking about coming up with, Lord Jesus. We know you're a way maker, and we know that you can make things happen when nothing's happening, Lord Jesus. So we come to you this morning, Lord Jesus, and we thank you for waking us up in our right mind. We can see, we can walk, we can talk, we can hear, we can taste, we can smell, we can touch, we can feel. And we just want you to bless us today, Lord Jesus, and direct our steps this morning and all day and every day today, Lord Jesus. In your name we pray, amen, 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 and amen. All right, all right, all right, all right, all right. Y'all gonna learn today. Y'all gonna get this work. Y'all gonna get this work today. You know what I'm saying? So listen, make sure you share the show, share the show, share the show, share the show, share the link. If I done tagged you in the link or this, that, and the other, please share it to your social media. Share it to people on your phone. Share it to your family. Call your mama, call your sister, call your brother, call your auntie, call your next door neighbor, call the mailman, call the garbage man, call the maintenance man that's out there sleeping in the parking lot this morning. Even tell the homeless people that's living in your parking lot like they live in my parking lot, and I tell them, hey, the Wake Your Ass Up morning show is on. Wake your ass up. Get up and listen to the damn show. I'm live and direct from Las Vegas, Nevada, y'all. You know what I'm saying, y'all? So listen, make sure you hit us up at 657-383-0199. That's 657-383-0199. And tell somebody, tell everybody in the world but what the hell is going on up in here. You know what I'm saying? So listen, y'all, we gonna start the show off, you know what I'm saying, and everything. In lieu of my special guest and stuff like that, we gonna go back like this. I'm gonna see if he remembers this song. Let's see if he remembers this song. You got your boy Fat Man West Coast, y'all. Hit us up at 657-383-0199. That's 657-383-0199. Share the show. Remember the link. This show archives and plays back as soon as this show is over at 10 a.m. All right. Shout out to everybody out there on the East Coast. It's 11 o'clock out there, and we got my man Jaquan coming up in just a little bit. But we're going to do it like this, y'all. It's the Wake Your Ass Up morning show. I am your host, Fat Man West Coast.
Watch out, Rupert.
Let's go.
It's your time, boss. Come on. You just come down. Dang, dang, dang.
Yo, what the fuck is wrong with you?
I'm going deep.
I don't really want to feel like I'm in a daze, so I smoke big kills just to deal with the ills. Life is slipping on me, trip. My kills ain't paying bills, and it's messing with me and my grip. I drink that same ice and smoke the ticket at the same time. Drop a wicked bomb on my naughty nature. I'm living down like a nigga about to drink. I'm not that one in the sleep, but I'm lost.
That's deep.
I'm going deep.
Every now and then I start tripping and get to thinking on the deep tip beyond all that bull.
instrumental, man. Yes, man. Hold it.
One DJ rocking the turntables in the mix.
Check this out, man.
Giving you giving the best music.
How you feel?
Fat Man West Coast. West Coast.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? We do this Monday through Friday, 8 a.m. to 10 a.m. Pacific Standard Time and 11 a.m. to 1 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. So big shout out to everybody that's out there on the East, because y'all already been up. We just now getting up now ourselves. Y'all been up a couple of hours. Y'all getting ready to go to lunch, this, that, and the other. This is why we can have the special guest on the show this morning. It's my man, Jay Quan. And he'll be on here around 8:30, y'all. It's 8:26 right now out here in Las Vegas, Nevada. You know what I'm saying? We have many, 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 many testing sites open for COVID so you can get your test done. You know what I'm saying? Y'all was all out here for New Year's Eve, and this shit has just gone haywire out here with this COVID. This is why I keep my ass away from large crowds like that, and I keep my ass away from some of y'all people and shit, because y'all not washing your hands, you're not wearing your mask, and your damn show ain't washing your ass, because if you ain't washing your hands, you're not washing your ass. So I'm not trying to really shake your hand and this, that, and the other and have COVID and ass and shit, COVID ass on my hands and everything. Y'all, it's 8:27 a.m. out here in Las Vegas, Nevada, y'all. And everything. It's the Wake Your Ass Up Morning Show. I am your host, Fat Man West Coast, y'all. It's time to wake your ass up.
Yo. Sean Rock coming back.
8:27 a.m., y'all.
Word up, word up. Hot dog, dinky, manager, butt, ev lover, you know what I'm saying? Doctor, no. Here we go. It's the hitman, yes, the hitman, yo, you know it. The thirst quencher, the man on the sequencer. He was scared to kick a 16 bar. He's not a rap star, not saying that I am, but on the jam. I'm gonna kick a little, not a Dr. Seuss riddle. No pats and hats, box and some socks. Back to the DJ jocks, check your clocks. Half past what? Time to bust nuts. Pistachio, he uses a Casio keyboard and a Tascam board. The click in the B50, get nifty, born with the gift, time to get tipped. Not with the manufacturing of a spliff, he never wrote one, never sold none. The beats give me the high, the brought fame to us, and how we gonna kick it, huh? Come on! Chump has been dope since he came out the shaft of his box wood. Yes, I'm... Yo, he shouted and he blotted in the uterus, and they knew this about me was gonna be a dope MC. When I get on the mic, my windpipe strikes and ignites the lyric. When you hear it, you hear it in life. Chump is not a man that gets soup like Campbell. I'm the man with the plan of my jam cells. Like a whore in the store, hardcore and more. On the tour, making money you never saw. I don't like dreaming, never ever beam, and never involved with girls like scheming, or skiing, or toboggan sledding, cause I'm shredding. Any thoughts of a wedding to Helen Keller? Listen to the room, and me and Hitman Howie T is all about cooling. She went fuck wild, scream, yell, hollin'. I told her I love her, and then she did a solid. Did it real good, like a nice girl shit. Rock polish, waxed up the hood. Yo, Hitman Howie T, you should have seen her on me. She got all Vanessa Del Rio on me. But after she stepped, cause I had nothing left. On the Martin Butler tip, you tap step. But yo, cousin Howie T and me, our love is all about making a dope LP that will crush and sell and bum rush. Don't hush, how we gonna do it, huh?
I'm
Yes, sir. 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 What's going on, everybody? You got your boy Fat Man West Coast coming to you live and direct, y'all. And it is time. It is time. It is. You know what I'm saying? It is time to bring the big homie in. You know what I'm saying? Like I said, y'all, we got my man, the hip-hop historian. Big shout-out to my man, Geechee Dan. My man, Geechee Dan, said he call it in today and give his boy a shout-out and this, that, and the other. So if you're trying to get on the line to talk to my man, Jaquan, make sure you press the one button. It'll let me know that you are in queue, and we can bring you in and this, that, and the other. But with no further ado, y'all, we got my man on the show, the hip-hop historian. All right, now, I've been looking forward to this interview. I've been following this man on social media. Make sure y'all follow him on all of his social media and keep in contact with him, because he lets us know about all the old-school hip-hop artists, all the legends, the Kool Herc's. You know what I'm saying? Y'all shout out to K-Slay, y'all. K-Slay wasn't doing too well, and this, that, and the other. He's been in the hospital, so y'all make sure y'all pray for K-Slay. You know what I'm saying? And everything, the drama king. Y'all already know what it is. You know what I'm saying? Shout out to Coke LaRock out there. You know what I'm saying? These my NY people. I got love out there in NY. Shout out to my man Geechee Dan. Shout out to my man Van Silk. You know what I'm saying? Shout out to the Mercedes ladies out there, you know what I'm saying, doing their thing. Of course, your boy LL Cool J, who made the Hall of Fame, you know what I'm saying, the Hip Hop Hall of Fame, the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame, you know what I'm saying. So listen, y'all, with no further ado, I can only do him so much justice in this, that, and the other. So listen, y'all, with no further ado, we about to bring my man on the show, on the line right now, you know what I'm saying. He's taking phone calls and this, that, and the other. I'm glad that he wasn't busy this morning to come and talk to us and share his knowledge, his experience, and just the who, what, when, where, and why he does what he does. You know what I'm saying? So listen, ladies and gentlemen, with no further ado, I need you to give him that Wake Your Ass Up morning show love to my man, the big man, Jaquan. Yes, sir. Good morning, good morning, good morning, my brother.
Good morning. What's up with you, brother? How you doing?
Man, I'm doing wonderful, man. I'm doing wonderful. This is a blessing. This is a blessing to have you on the show, my brother. I am excited.
Hey.
I am hyped up. You know what I'm saying? And everything.
Hey, thanks
I think
for
I'm
having me, man.
Some.
Thanks for having me.
I think
me.
I'm going to have to smoke something to calm down and this, that, and the other. You know what I'm saying?
My
but
man.
Listen,
my
we
man.
Finally got you on the show. My man, Jaquan, is in the building. Big shout out to everybody out there that knows about Jaquan and this, that, and the other. But right now, I'm going to turn the floor over to you, my brother, and you tell everybody who you be, who you are, and what the hell it is you're about. Hold on, let me get some of this native sun in the background so we can bring you in right. There you go, my brother. You got the floor.
My man. All right. Yeah. Well, basically, man, my name is Jaquan. I'm a hip-hop historian, you know. First off, I'm a MC and DJ. You know, I heard rap music, you know, for the first time that a lot of people heard it, you know, right at the end of the 70s, 79 or so. And I'm not a New Yorker, I'm from Virginia.
Okay.
But we have
okay.
close connection musically to New York and East Coast things. So, you know, I call
right.
on the rap, you know, at the same time that most people call on the rap, you know, outside of the boroughs. And immediately I wanted to do it, and I wanted to find out everything about it. You know, wasn't a lot of stuff about rap music in magazines and things like that. So I had to, you know, every time I saw a write-up in a write-on magazine or any kind of magazine, I collected everything I could about rap music. I bought every rap record, you know,
right.
that, you know, I would hit the record store every week and just buy every rap record that came out. Treacherous 3, Sugar Hill Gang, Grandmaster Flash, and the Furious 5, Spoonie G, anything that was available. I was
right.
scooping it up. And then, you know, by the time 96 or so came in, the internet, you know, was a reality. I saw a platform where I was able to talk about artists that I knew would be looked over once the internet got big. I knew the internet would be the next thing, you know, as early as 95 when it first started to hit. And I said to myself, look, you know, once this internet gets big, I know they're going to start history probably with Run DMC. They're not going to start it, you know, with the cast that was doing it in the mid to late 70s. So I saw an opportunity to educate people on, hey, look, you know, these are the people who inspired the Run DMCs. So I threw a few pages up about different artists, you know, Soul Sonic Force and Curtis Blow and, you know, Grandmaster Furious 5. And, you know, long story short, these people started to come to me. They started to see the website because they weren't represented on the web. I was very early representing these groups, and they started to offer me interviews and things like that. I think my first interview was with Curtis Blow, and, you know, then Melly Mel, and, you know, it really turned into a snowball. And fast forward to now, you know, I'm still on the internet, on YouTube doing short documentaries. I write for Rock the Bells. You know, I got quite a few things going on, you know, journalistically. You know, got some documentary stuff coming. So, yeah, everything is good, man.
That's good, man. I mean, I need you to explain to the people what it is to be immersed in this, because I know you breathe, you sleep, you eat this, you write about it, you talk about it, and this, that, and the other. And to become a historian, you know, you have to know your history. Do you feel that the history is not being told? That's kind of like, you know, you feel like, you know, that we're not getting the full story of what goes on and contracts and who really was doing this and this, that, and the other, but you had the record labels that was shining also and things like that there. What are we missing in our history?
We're missing a lot, man. You know, one thing about this music, I mean, all music is youth-driven, basically. You know, all modern music is always youth-driven. But with hip-hop, even more so, we tend to, you know, once something is a few years old, we move on to the next thing. And we don't necessarily preserve with the amount of respect that I think we should preserve our history with. So in other genres of music, you know, like the Rolling Stones would never be forgotten. If there's some young cats that come up and they want to play rock, you know, most likely they might not know every Rolling Stones album, but they know, you know, an overview of what the Rolling Stones meant to the genre. Well, rap is not like that, and it's been that way for a while. You know, the first generation rappers, you know, once Run DMC came out in 83 and replaced the first generation, we just abandoned the first generation. And then once, you know, the next generation with Kane and Rakim and those guys came out, we abandoned that previous generation. And then when 3 years later, when WA and other regions in the country started to really make some noise, we abandoned the previous generation, and we tend not to go back. So now we're faced with, in 2 years, it'll be 50 years of hip-hop history. We're at 40 years of recorded rap, 42 years of recorded rap right now. And we, you know, people still don't really, really know their hip-hop. Even some people who profit off of hip-hop, many of them, you know, couldn't tell you the basic people who started this. So there's a big deficit there. There's a big empty hole there on the history of, you know, of where this music comes from.
Do you, and I agree with you 1,000%. My question is to you, do you feel like the true hip-hop heads, the difference between a true hip-hop head and a hip-hop head, because hip-hop heads will turn their back on hip-hop. A true head will dig in the crates, if you know what I mean. Does that make sense?
Oh, 100%, yeah. You know, you got people who are surface listeners, and there's nothing wrong with that. You know, some people, you know, I'm not even going to say to be a good MC or to be a good recording artist, you have to know every fact. There's some people who don't know or care about the facts, and they still are good at what they do. And, you know, I don't judge them for that, but you're right. You know, there is a, you know, it's a kind of a breed of cats who go back, like, you know, a lot of the producers, especially the producers that sample, you know, like a Pete Rock or a Lars Professor. These are guys who not only are they going to snatch a old jazz record and sample it, they're going to go and study the history of the artist.
Right.
You know, this is really people, you know, people who are our age, people who are between 40 and 50, you know, or around that age group, like the Pete Rocks and myself, people like that. We grew up in this music anyway. This is the music that our parents played. And we, you know, back in the 80s, we just went back into our parents' crates and started, you know, mixing and tinkering around with our drum machines and mixing our parents' music. you know, that we grew up with. So you already knew a little bit of the history, but, you know, you're right. The ones who are really, really dedicated to it, they go back and they it's more of a respect for the music. It's not just jacking somebody's beat because it's dope.
Right.
It's studying the engineers, it's studying the people who did the, you know, the musicianship and everything on it. So, yeah, you got surface-level cats, and then you got cats that really go back and do their research, and they, you know, they salute what came before.
Mm-hmm. Because you could tell in their music. You could tell in their music. You can tell the work that was put in. You could tell that Pookie didn't mix it and did the last mix and this, that, and the other, and it's coming out of one side of the speaker and everything like that there.
There you
know what I'm saying? I honestly believe that the compassion for music is gone, for hip-hop music is gone, because it's about the track. And it's about the little cat right now that's flashy. He ain't even got to have no lyrics. You know what I'm saying? I've heard cats make a song just by going,
right.
Yeah. And 100%. You'd be like, how did you make a song that way? And now you're going viral. It overwhelms.
Well, yeah, what we have now is, you know, so, I mean, it's always existed in music to a degree. You know, a catchy hook was always, you know, that's why it's called a hook. It's to hook you.
Mm-hmm.
So you always had to have that. But you got to remember, in rap, at one point, there was no hook. Some of the best rap songs really didn't have a hook, like Sucker MCs by Run DMC. They just rapped through the whole song. There's
right.
No hook.
Yes.
To it. And then some of the better songs did have hooks as well, but many of the first rap songs, Rapper Delight, it's a 15-minute song, and they do say, they repeat a couple of things, but there's no real hook to the song. And, you know, many of the first rap songs were like that. Now we've graduated to the point now where everything is about marketing, and, you know, a lot of what we see with some artists who are successful, whether they're talented or not, because that's, you know, that's subjective whether they're talented or not. But what we see is like a lot of personality worship. So you might have a cat that can't rhyme at all, but you know, people perceive him to be cool, or he dresses a certain way, got a certain amount of jewelry, or, you know, owns a certain amount of companies or whatever, you know, whether you're a businessman, whatever. It's like people are into everything except, you know, the talent that's behind behind the artist. So yeah, we've come a long way. Like I said, you know, that it would be fine if we had come a long way and we had kept up with the knowledge and history of the music. We've come a long way, and we've let a lot of people retell it or not tell it at all. And I think that's dangerous. That's how we urban music, a lot of time we lose it. You know, like we would say, rock and roll was started by people, you know, like the blues artists, like Howlin' Wolf and these guys, you know, and you know, that's easy to prove. But if you let too much time get away, it'll be more hard to prove that. And I see the same thing happening with rap, that happened with rock and roll and other forms of music.
Yeah. They came to your side of town, across the tracks, and sat in them juke joints in the back and watched your locals back then in the days, and this, that, and the other, of B.B. King and everything. They sat in the back and watched them cats play because they wanted to play like them. With the soul and the rhythm and the natural rhythm, you know what I'm saying? And then they took it back across the tracks to the other juke joints, the cleaner white juke joints, and played it. You know what I'm saying?
They openly admit it.
Yeah, you know what I'm saying and everything, but they still don't give us our just due. You know what I mean? And everything like that. You got the Rolling Stones. Yep. They old as dirt. They still touring.
And see, that's the difference. That's a great example. And that's one of the groups that will admit that, hey, look, you know, we came up on James Brown and the Motown sound. They were them, the Beatles, Rolling Stones. Those groups will admit that they came up on blues artists and they came up on the Motown sound. But generally, a lot of the others won't. But, Rolling Stones is a perfect example. That's a group, like you said, as old as they are, they're still touring. We tend to flush the older people. Even I went to an Earth, Wind & Fire concert maybe 10 years ago. And, you know, you could count on a couple of hands how many people in the crowd looked like, you know, like me, you know. And that's just the history of music. I remember when B.B. King and those artists were alive, and you would look at the PBS doo-wop shows. They would do these reviews.
Yeah,
when they go back
I remember those
too.
Yeah, uh-huh.
And Domino and all of them. And you look in the crowd, and it's like, oh, wow, you know, the only people of color are the people on stage, which is fine. You know,
exactly.
Whoever likes the music, but that's a flip from like 30 years previous where you'd have had a predominantly urban or black audience. What it shows, and you could go back to Spike Lee's Mo' Better Blues movie,
the
history
exactly.
of our music. We support. We don't support.
Mm-hmm.
Once the new thing comes in, we run with the new thing, and
we
forget
run
about the
thing.
Old thing. And then somebody else picks
mm-hmm.
the old thing up.
Picks it up.
And, you know, it supports it. Yep. Yep.
Like a perfect example. I remember in Detroit, Michigan, every Friday night at midnight, Wolfman Jack and the Midnight Special came on. Okay.
Yes, definitely.
And everything. And Wolfman Jack would get on there and talk like this and this, that, and the other. You swore he was a black man until you looked at him and he was a Latino.
Yeah, right.
You know what I'm saying?
Right.
And he rubbed elbows
right.
and put more Motown and black people on than the law allows.
Oh, definitely.
No one never really realized that. They gave the props 100%. To Dick Clark.
Yep, 100%.
You know what
you're
I'm
right.
saying? And Dick Clark
right.
couldn't even get Prince to talk to him when he was on his show.
Right.
Back
right.
in the day. You
yeah.
know what I'm saying?
Yeah, I remember that interview.
But listen, y'all, we
that
got my man Jay
Kwan
on the air. Hit us up at 657-383-0199. That's 657-383-0199. We got some people on the line. I know my man Geechee Dan is on the line and this, that, and the other. Y'all, we going to pay some bills. And we're going to be right back with more of my man, Jay Kwan. I'm going to play something, Jay, that you turned me on to. And it made
okay.
me go and start digging in the crates to look for this cat. And
okay.
I was like, damn, because I was like, damn, I ain't heard from him in a minute. You know what I'm saying? So we're going to drop it right now.
See, I done chalked up another one. When I drop a ton, take your favorite MC. You bring the light like the sun. Get bow down, I be the one up to rock. I'm the lines beyond yours to make it prime time. I'm the master of the ceremony, only G. It'll be a long day before you see another me. I be high in the cloud with the sister pumping loud. Tripping up in life, it's the illest juvenile. With my nigga Red running up in your spot with enough dick for you and a friend. Some killer ass weed for those who huff and make you wanna kill a nigga after taking one puff for the stuff. Shit is tough, but all stress chased away by the Tangeray. Murder in my way, hey. Young world, peep my method of madness. Watch it bring sadness because it's that thug. Now
who
the
fuck
wanna see you on a face tomorrow? Now who the fuck wanna see you on a face tomorrow? I get mad wreck when wreck is the concept. They can text the fake niggas next when they flex. For those that don't know about my flows, let me introduce. I'm anti-truth and pack a deuce. I'm 5'5". I serve the best of the living. I come swift, death squad soloist. I be one of the illest, realest, getting busy shorties. Rolling with Reggie, smoking blunt and drinking 40. I'm ripping niggas out the frame with information. When I unleash shit, I dust them off like creation. If it's on, it's on, nigga.
Say word
fine. Word fine on my mama and his, and his kids. I represent the East when niggas ill, fuck peace. All that shit you talking, nigga, that will get your ass to seat. Murder, haven't you heard of what I be dropping? Cause when I drop my ill style, my style be popping like corn. Word is born and shown again, I read them up till they fetch up with the Mac to their chin. It's the Black Mac 10, I never roam with chrome. When I do my ill shit, I only represent my home. It's P-H-I-double-L-Y. When I'm in New Jersey, North 18, hitting a double I. Now shy and relief, cause y'all can't see me. I be the looniest little ass MC. Now, when I drop my format, I make your brain go splat. From what I pack, niggas got to react. Now who the fuck wanna see Jamal and Faith tomorrow? Now who the fuck wanna see Jamal and Faith tomorrow?
Now I got the clock making motherfuckers
nuts. Now who the fuck wanna see Jamal and Faith tomorrow? Now who the fuck wanna see Jamal and Faith tomorrow?
Now I got the clock making motherfuckers
coming from the squad of death.
never left stranded. All is demanded when the Glock 9 is handed. Demanded with green eyes, packed deep. Still keeping it real, maintained to keep it street peak. So I got sweep them seeds up off their feet. Irritating like wedgies on fork beat. Your shit is obsolete. I defeat and crush when I bust the horn. Niggas with the gun like track needs to make them run. Now who the fuck wanna see Jamal? I make them all. And when I rock, I shock and see the sure to fall. You shouldn't have went there, nigga. You gotta come quicker and thicker. I'm known to twist them. Now is you with me?
With who?
Jamal. Got the girlies hanging from the wall till I dig up in they draw. I got shit covered like plaster, coming massively. Pack that for a rat and let bitches get past him. Now who the fuck wanna see Jamal? I fake Jamal. Now who the fuck wanna see Jamal? I fake Jamal.
Now I got the clock making motherfuckers jump.
Now who the fuck wanna see Jamal? I fake Jamal.
I drop diamonds off and on like a moonlight.
Now who the fuck wanna see Jamal? I fake Jamal.
Now I got the clock making motherfuckers jump.
We gotta pay some bills, y'all. We'll be right back.
You're listening to the best DJ, keeping the party rocking on all social media platforms. The Wake Your Ass Up Morning Show.
Morning Show.
Close my drip on daily just so they can see.
Whoa. I see the link with the box. Had to put the stick in the box.
Whoa.
And I'm back to my ways cause I'm fighting.
Stay tuned for more hip-hop and R&B. Fat Man West Coast.
Coronavirus! Coronavirus!
The best mixes.
Playing the bangers. Don't forget to wash your hands.
All right. Y'all gonna learn today. Y'all gonna get this work today. We got my man Jay Quan on the phone. You know what I'm saying, man? So you turned me back on to Jamal, bro. I don't know if people remember Jamal off Death Squad. You know what I'm saying? He came out with who was that they also came out with? What was it? The Youngsters?
The Youngsters, yeah, definitely.
You know what I'm saying? Now, that's what I'm talking about. That's when I was getting introduced to hip-hop, when they was dropping those, you know, because it was about the lyrics. It wasn't about the track and everything.
Right.
Niggas was making tracks off of the desk in school.
Right.
It was about your lyrical flow.
Right.
If it could stand the test. That's like a cat like Rakim, he don't need no track. You just let him speak.
Yeah. Definitely.
Feel me?
Yeah, he's a wordsmith.
You know what
I'm saying? Yeah, they were wordsmiths, man. They were poets. They were poets with a devil.
You know what I mean? Curtis Blow was the first, if I'm not mistaken, artist to go commercial with Sprite and everything like that.
Right, first to have a commercial endorsement like that, definitely. Yeah, exactly. He was a prototype for the superstar rapper, you know. Curtis was definitely early with all of those things, definitely.
Uh-huh. And he did a song that everybody thought, man, that's whack. Now you shouldn't have did that song and this, that, and the other. But it crossed him over to secular music as a hip-hop artist, and that was the song Basketball.
Oh, definitely. Yeah. Yeah, and remember? You know, that's just an anthem, you know. Yeah, but it was, you know, it was played at different, you know, it was played at basketball games. And Curtis did that a few times. You know, his first song was a Christmas song, which, you know, guaranteed him airplay every year. So, you know, every year since 79, you know, for the last 43 years, whatever it is, you know, we've been hearing that song. So, you know, that was a smart move. He has a couple anthems like that. That you know, they're tied to events that we're gonna continue to hear those songs. And that was definitely a good move on his part.
Do you think the artist today, the hip hop artist today, is exploring those options, or do you think they just want it right now? You know what I'm saying? Let's not forget your boy, what's his name? Renfrew? Party rocking in the house tonight. How many times did that go platinum? They only had to do what, two songs?
Right. Yeah, I don't think that people are in that mind frame. You know, everything right now, you know, the time we live in, you know, we live in the kind of microwave era, internet era, so everything is kind of designed for right now. You know, get a hit on TikTok or whatever, And a lot of the music, you know, it's early to tell, but it seems a lot of it is disposable. I don't think a lot of this stuff we'll be hearing, you know, in another 40 years, much less, another 10, 15 years. And it's like I said, the environment that we live in is kind of geared towards it. I was talking to somebody recently about how a few decades ago, an album would rock for like a whole year, or like, you know, something really big, like, you know, what Michael Jackson did, Thriller. It was on the charts for like 2 years, and it was hot for like 2 years. Or even, you know, a big rap album like Raise the Hell by Run DMC. You know, that album was hot for at least a whole calendar year.
Yes, it was.
Today, you know, even the hottest thing that's hot today, you know, it might have a 30-day run made. And within a few days after people on social media are done talking about how good it is, it dies down and we move to the next thing. So, yeah, I don't think we're really in that mindset right now to think about things that, you know, get long airplay decades later like that.
Do you think today's artists are grinding as hard as yesterday's artists when me and you was coming up in this game? Do you think these artists are grinding as hard as we were grinding?
No, but I you know, again, because of the technology, I say they don't have to.
Okay, and
it's a different kind of grind. Like, you know, when I was coming up, you know, we were mailing tapes to the record companies and going around, you know, trying to, you know, mail stuff to the copyright office and you know, chasing people down to hear our demo tapes. Bugging the people at their local radio station to play our stuff.
Right.
Now, because, you know, everything is at our fingertips. You know, you ain't got to go to a studio. You can make it. You don't have to have a studio. You just have a laptop. You make your everything can be done from your house. You make your beat at home. You mix it yourself at home, you know, for those that do that. And then you put it on the internet and, you know, look like a Soulja Boy or some of these people who actually, you know, made their careers off of, what's the other guy? Lil Nas X. You know, he did something at home, put it on the internet. And, you know, he was on the cover of, like, Time Magazine last year. So, you know, they don't have to grind as hard. So I say, no, they don't grind as hard because it is not necessary anymore. It's a lot easier than it used to be.
Yeah, that's true. Yep. That is true. Listen, man, I think we got a caller that want to say hi to you. I think my man Geechee Dan is on the phone at 678-63-04. Let me see. Hello, who is this?
Wake your ass up, morning show.
What's going on? What's going on?
Who is this? Geechee, Laquan, what up, baby? What's up, Geechee? What you doing, bro?
I'm good. Good morning, y'all both. Yo, man, I'm having a good time just checking in the interview. And, yo, man, you know, I remember meeting Jaquan for the first time, man. It was like meeting a lost brother, man, like in hip-hop.
Okay.
This dude, man, it was a wonderful feeling to meet somebody like myself that loves hip-hop, a product of hip-hop. We sleep this shit, we eat it, we shit it, we go to the back. Yo, everything is hip-hop with us, man, and we very, sincere about what we do. We 100 with this shit. We don't play around, and we get offended when somebody try to come at us crazy.
Okay.
So Jaquan, man, salute to you, brother, man. And yo, man, I did a wonderful show over the weekend with DJ Diamond, the artist, and we was on Noble Street. We was on the same block that Bismarcky, rest in peace Bismarcky, grew up on. He grew up on Noble Street, and Diamond lived right down the street from Biz in Brentwood, Long Island. We did our second show for Rock the Bells, Planet of the Tapes show. And, man, we was just talking about hip-hop. Man, we fans of... Not only did we know history and we know hip-hop, but we are fans.
Right.
And, man, it was a wonderful time to come up when we came up in the era that we did, man, and be blessed to do what we do today and put out the information and the knowledge of what we experienced and what we know about these pioneers, these icons, these legends.
Yes.
It's great, man. So to meet Jaquan, the rock with Jaquan, man, it's like a brother. For real, real.
Yes,
he's like a hip-hop brother to me.
Right.
Yes, sir.
Right,
indeed.
I mean, I've just been watching you guys from afar from social media, and I follow you guys, you know what I'm saying? Of course, Geechee Dan and everything. Geechee Dan turned me on to Coke LaRock. I never even heard of Coke LaRock. He turned me on to him and this, that, and the other. I started digging in the crates about him. I mean, it's so much that I've been learning from you guys just from a distance, and I'm wondering, is anybody else taking it in and rolling it up and smoking it like I am? I hope they are, and this, that, the other, because I got to quit smoking this shit here.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? But, man, it is an honor to have you both on the show. Now, Geechee, I know you was talking about your mixtape show that's coming out. How is that going?
Yo, I was at Diamond J's crib in Long Island on Saturday, and I got there around 12:30 in the afternoon, and I ain't leave Brentwood until 2:30 in the morning. That's how much we was getting it in, because we want this show to be perfection. We wanted to have a talking point. We want to play some old school beats that's on the tapes. We want to play the tapes. We want to play some records that were on the tapes. We want to have some of the drops from the icons, from the pioneers that's on the tapes. So we put it all together, and we came up with something beautiful, brother. I can't wait to play my first show. It's dope, man. It's really, really – I think everybody's going to enjoy a mixture of hearing the icons, the tapes, and talking about the tapes, you know. So, man, salute to – L. Cool J, first and foremost, for putting me on, bringing me on board with Rock the Bells Radio, and man, it's really going to be a nice show, man. And I don't want to take up, you know, too much more with Jaquan, respectfully, because this is his interview.
Right.
So, you know, I just call him support my homie, man. This brother Jaquan is a great dude, brother. He when it comes to hip hop.
Uh-huh.
I haven't met anybody that comes close to what his knowledge and his input and his spirit and what he puts out there for the pioneers. Other than myself, I don't know nobody else.
Right.
And I haven't even
I haven't even met him, and it's just the vibe that I get through what he puts out. If that makes sense.
Yeah. And he gives you that. When we met, and we had a great time. We freestyled, we drunk some 40s, and we was good. You would think that we grew up together. Like, this is how much, that's how the impact this of him, when you meet him, man, you think that this is like somebody you grew up with.
Right.
Swear to God.
Right.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah. Yeah, definitely crossing the same cloth, man.
Exactly.
Yeah.
We appreciate you calling in, man. You know what I'm saying and everything, man. God bless you. God bless the new.
Thank you, y'all. Yo, go ahead, man. I don't want to take no more time from Jaquan, man. This is his interview, not mine. Yo, Jay, I'll talk to you later. I'll just be in the background listening.
All right.
Yes,
we love you, man. You know what I'm saying, man?
Indeed.
That was my man, Geechee Dan. You know what I'm saying? I always want to call him Geechee Dan Buford. I don't know why. I always want to call him Geechee Dan Buford. And then my man, was his name? That was Biggie Smalls. And people don't believe that little skinny man, they was calling him Biggie Smalls on that movie. And I'm like, that's where it came from. You know what I'm saying? And people go,
Indeed.
And I go, uh-huh. Yep.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Uh-huh. 100%. You know what I'm saying? So how much right now do you see history repeating itself?
Oh, quite a bit, man. I see it in the clothing of the young people that are involved in hip-hop. Everything that's, you know, as they say, nothing's new under the sun. Most of the mainstream rap you hear now, you know, the beats, 808 beats, you know, the drum machine,
right.
The 808, you know, for those that...
Right.
May not
right.
be in the know, you know, those records that, you know, the Beastie Boys and Soul Sonic Force and LL Cool J, you know, it was the dominant drum machine of the first part of the 80s up to the mid 80s. That's
right.
What you hear on a lot of these beats. A lot of the trap beats you hear, they're doing a lot of what people like Mantronic were doing back, you know, was doing back
Thank
in,
you.
In the 80s.
Yeah,
so
that,
everything is coming back around to,
like
you
that.
Know.
People
right.
slept on
exactly.
groups like that. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah,
but
that
was
considered.
On the East. I was on the East, so I was getting all of that. Whatever came from New York or trickled down from New York or Virginia or Pittsburgh or Philly, we was getting it in Detroit. You know what
yes.
I mean? When Criminal Minded
yes.
tapes on the cassette tape, it ran through
yes.
Detroit like wildfire. Everybody was trying to dub
yeah.
that, you know, dub that cassette tape. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So,
definitely.
I mean,
definitely.
I think these artists miss out on that. That was the thing of getting the music out there. You had to work to get your music out there because it was on the cassette tape. Am
oh,
I right?
Definitely. Yeah. 100%. Yeah. Yeah. It was, yeah. The work was a lot harder, man. And, you know, the audience, you know, it took a while for it to kind of, you know, infiltrate or, you know, circulate through the audience. Now, like I said, because we're in the internet age, you know, once you put your stuff up there, everybody can see it at the same time. You got a worldwide audience, man. You know, when we were back in the days, you know, we would make a single or whatever, an EP or whatever. You had to mail it out, you know, to DJs all around the country and forget worldwide distribution. It was almost impossible when you're trying to be independent. So, you know, because of the internet, you know, that's a good thing, you know, in that way that you can get your stuff out, you know, instantly to the world, you know.
Right.
So, you know, as with anything, there are positives and negatives to it, but definitely everything is coming back around. And there are many things from yesteryear that, you know, that are definitely making their way back.
That's right. That's right. That's right. That's right. Listen, man, we're going to start wrapping this up, man. We appreciate you coming. For the artist that's listening right now, when it comes to addressing, I guess, your audience, first of all, you got to build your audience and everything.
Mm-hmm.
First of all, what would be your advice from Jaquan from back when you started till now?
I say, you know, no matter what you're doing, whether you're a singer or MC or whatever, you know, recording artist, you know, whatever genre you may, you know, you may participate in, I say, first of all, originality, you know, there's a fine line there because you don't want to be completely different from everything out that's out and what's popular. But at the same time, you don't want to sound exactly like, you know, XYZ person, little whoever that's popular right now, because what happens is, you know, you want to be distinguishable. You know, it's not an easy thing, but the people who have what you call a signature sound, those are the people who flourish in this. You know, when you hear Lil Wayne's voice immediately, you don't have to take a whole verse to say, okay, is this person? You know it's Lil Wayne. When you hear, you know, Jay-Z, you know that this is Jay-Z, the producer.
Mm-hmm.
When you hear certain production, you know that's Dre.
True.
You know that's Premier.
True.
You know that's, you know The Weeknd when you hear him, you know singing or, you know, whatever it may be. So, you know, you can get inspired by people who are presently out there, already out there, but, you know, try to make, whether it's a subject matter, your tone of voice, your delivery, your production, try to do something unique that hasn't been done in that way yet, and you'll stand out more. If you sound just like everybody that's already out there, is less of a reason for me to, you know, purchase your material because I already got that sound through somebody else. And that was the advice that was given to me, you know, many years ago when I first started recording. That, you know, that doesn't change. A lot has changed, but being original, that I don't think that's gonna ever change.
Okay. So in other words, are we not branding ourselves harder? Are we not making ourselves more distinct to where you could go, ah, shit, that's Jaquan. I know that voice. I know that raspy voice.
Not as much, you know, and more. And in hip hop, you know, in the beginnings of hip hop, the big rule was you can't copy somebody else. You can't bite. You know, that was a sin for you to come out
that's true.
You know, hey, you know, you took somebody's rhyme or you took their style. That was, you know, immediately out of the gate, you would be branded as a biter or whatever the case was.
Mm-hmm.
And that's become very relaxed these days. Clearly, I mean, even the fact that, you know, people are taking other people's names. I mean, you know, But it's a lot more accepted now. But like I said, I think if people want to see the bigger success, and the most important thing is longevity. If you want longevity in this, like, you know, we're still talking about Nas, you know, 30 years after his debut, you know, or, you know, we're still talking about Lil Wayne. It's been a couple of decades, you know, since he came out, you know, the Busta Rhymes, the people who've had the longer careers, all of them are very distinguishable when you first hear them. If you go back almost 20 years ago, when you had like groups that made the White Tee songs, you know, and does your chain hang low and all of those songs, you know, we never heard anything else from those people. It's been 20 years, and those people, you know, unless somebody brings them up, you forget about those kind of people because they didn't have anything that kept them here beyond the one or two songs that they made. So yeah, we've gotten away from the originality, but I think we need to get back to that because a lot of cats aren't distinguishable at all.
Yeah, that's true. That's true. Yeah, because I could listen. I don't get into most of the music. I go to other states and I get turned on to it by either some of the little homies or this, that, and the other. And man, have you heard Gutter One Leg from the West Side? Who? No, I ain't heard of him. And the man, I'm like, wow. Really, it got to where you could walk out on your corner and throw a brick and hit 45 MCs.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
And that's another problem, too. There's nothing we can do about it, but because of the technology, it's made it so easier. You know, at one point, you know, a person, whether they're rapping, singing, or whatever, they would be reluctant to get into it unless they really had a passion for it. Now, because it looks so easy and because of the technology, like, it's kind of like everybody does it. So, like, you're right. You know, you can, like, you got to have some people in the stands enjoying the music. Everybody can't be on the stage, you know.
Everybody got a record label. Everybody dropping a single. Everybody got a studio. You know what I'm saying? And everything like that. And it's kind of like, for real?
Yeah. Who's in the audience, you know, enjoying the music? And, you know, my thing you know, when again, you know, not to sound like an old cat, you know, back in my day cat, but, you know, there was a time when, you know, even in high school, you know, I could have counted on one hand definitely to count how many cats claimed that, you know, seriously BMCs or, you know, was serious about singing or whatever. Now, you know, I remember I was watching an interview not long ago with Ice-T, and Ice-T said his mailman could rhyme, you know, the UPS man or whoever. He said, and the dude was good, you know, so it's like, you know, everybody is doing it now.
Yeah, and it's like, okay, you know what I'm saying, and everything like that. Everybody got something, but my thing is, if that's the case, then go on ahead and do the business end of it and get your tax write-off and everything like that there and stuff, when cats still don't even call BMI to let them know that they're performing in their local area so you could get your little royalty for performing your music. They look at me strange when I say that. And I go, why are y'all looking at me like I'm crazy? BMI know that I'm here and I'm making an appearance talking to y'all, so that's going to be $12 for me.
A lot of them don't know about ASCAP and BMI, unfortunately, man. And that's how you make your money. I mean, you know, you of course you make it with your live show, but if you got publishing, you know, you can walk out to the mailbox. That's mailbox money.
That's
for the rest of your life, you get residuals.
Thank you.
Yeah, it's residuals, man. You know, you pass that down to your kids, you know. But a lot of them just don't know.
And everything. That's why I'm like, okay, so I'm pretty sure you got a publishing company, right? And they go, huh?
Right.
I go, okay, then. All right. I go, okay, all right. Never mind.
Right. When there's no excuse for it now, you know, you can see artists, you know, why artists were getting jerked, you know, in decades previous because there was no knowledge there. But we're in the information age now, and, you know, you can find out, you know, the things you need to do to have your business straight. Right.
Google anything.
It very much, you know, as cliche as it sounds, this is the music business, and business is the operative word, man. You know, it's a business.
So the last thing I want to ask you and get your point of view on is, we didn't talk about things from copyrights and this, that, and the other, and everything. Why aren't this new generation or some of the old generation and this, that, and the other utilizing your Facebook Lives and this, that, and the other to do these performances to build a base and get your residual because you're doing a live show?
You know, that's a good question, man. And, you know, I can not speak it for anybody, but you know, the lack of knowledge. I think the people, you know, it looks cool to be a singer and an MC, you know, to get people talking about you and, you know, you wearing certain clothes and driving certain cars and the perception, you know, it's a reality for some, but the perception is you got all of this money. So there's so much looking at the fun parts, that the business, you know, the business part, man, a lot of people just, they really, they frown at the business part.
Yeah.
And that's always been the case. Even, you know, even in the days of, you know, our parents' music growing up, man, those people would, you know, get a contract shoved in their face. And they're a little, little intimidated by it, but they wanted to be a star. They wanted to be a star so bad to stand on that stage and make the women scream or whatever the case was for whatever artist. It's like, well, I'll sign this and worry about it later. And I think some of that still exists. Whereas, like, you know, the most musicians are passionate about music, and they don't have their, I won't say most, but many musicians are passionate about music, and they don't care as much about the business part. You got to have equal passion. You know, for every song you write, you need to make sure you got a manager, you know, a lawyer, or at least, you know, go to LegalZoom, you know, and download the paperwork you need to protect yourself for your music. And I think that part, a lot of people are intimidated by the business part.
True. You're right. You are definitely, 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 definitely right. Man, Mr. Jaquan, it has been an honor having you on the show, my brother. You got any shout-outs,
It's been an honor
man?
To be here, brother.
You got any shout-outs, man?
No particular shout-outs, man. I say, because everything has been going, I got a few rest in pieces, man. You know, rest in peace to, you know, Sidney Poitier, man, cat that, you know, changed the game for a lot of us, man, you know, particularly with black people trying to enter into Hollywood, man. Definitely, you know, made a lot of sacrifices. I say rest in peace to Stevie D from the Force and V's early cat, you know, as far as meshing, singing, and rhyming. Rest in peace, James Mtume, who passed on yesterday, jazz giant. You know, amazing R&B
records
too.
That's what we playing in the background.
Yes, sir. I caught that.
Yeah.
You know, played with Miles Davis early. Yeah, you know,
yeah,
man, even Bob Saget, man, the comedian. You know,
we
already this year, you know, we lost quite a few. It's right. Actor, comedian. So, I just those rest in pieces, man. You know, it's you know, what I want to shout out. Definitely.
Amen. Always,
yes, sir.
You know, people like yourself, when I can talk to people like yourself, it reminds me of, if he can do it, I can do it. You know what I'm saying?
Sir.
Bob Saget did a show Sunday night and went to his hotel room.
Yes,
sit. He did his final call. Didn't realize it. Or
didn't
maybe he did.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? We don't know.
Yeah, you never know, man. You never know what, you know, when your last time is. You know, it's cliche as it sounds, man. You really got to live each day to the fullest, man. You know, you really do.
And grab all the gusto you can get.
That's right.
You know what I mean? But I 100%. Appreciate you being on the show, man. God bless you. You know what I'm saying?
You,
I will be following you and this, that, and the other. I'm going to make sure we put people talking. When is your show again?
What's that?
When is the foundation?
Well, if you go to YouTube and go to foundation, you can see I have several documentaries up. You go to rockthebells.com and just search for JAYQUAN. You'll see the stories that I've written for Rock the Bells. And I have a radio show like the second Saturday of every month, I have a radio show on Universal Rhythms. If you go to universalrhythms.net and search for Jaquan, I have a old school radio show. So those are the main things that I have going on. But, you know, those are things you can see at any time. You can go to YouTube anytime and see the documentaries I have. And my social media is JAYQUAN, you know, on Twitter, Facebook, all social media, Instagram.
Okay. Well, I appreciate you coming on, man, and spending this time. Send me all your links, man, so I can put them up on the wall and everything.
We will
be following you. We will be supporting you. And if there's anything that we can do to help you out, man, please let us know. All right?
Definitely will, man. I appreciate you having me, brother.
Man, God bless you, my brother. Thank you again.
You too. Hey, you be safe, man. Take it easy.
You too, y'all. You too, my brother. Y'all give it up for Jaquan.
Right. Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Thank you.
Good morning, good morning, good morning, good morning, everybody. We want to give it up to my man, Jaquan, for being on the show this morning. You know what I'm saying? A hip-hop historian. You know what I mean? Man, that was a hell of a, hell of a, hell of a show. Hell of an interview. Shout out to my man, GTN. You know what I'm saying? And he doing the damn thing. Y'all make sure y'all catch his show. You know, catch them both, you know what I'm saying, and everything. But right now, y'all, we're going to pay some bills and we're going to be back. Who remembers this?
This Brooklyn must make me lick shop. This Marjorie, I make me lick shop. This Bronx must make me lick shop. This Terror must make me lick shop.
Not enough time. The bulk of all of them with one clip from me nine. To shoot to kill them, say me don't care. I tried to kill but it no get me nowhere. I just put down me gun in a baby suitcase. Pick up me fist, me both have them face. Flip, switch, one a guy head flick. Boom, bop, and that one shot no liquor. No to know once again. We distinguish real bad boys them. And if you are bad boy, not a guy can die. Let me see the fist them. Kill them all, and we come back all around. Say boom day, mad lion, they pan microphone around. Alright.
So don't step up, step up. Boy, watch up, put your crew to the side, they go to go front. Buckle up, and got your grill. No need to gun, can you get hurt still? Think on the wicked, tell them to come. I have me fist, me no need not a gun. Now go touch you if you don't touch me first. If you touch me, boy, you must fight the dust. Why would I bring a face and skin up? These 10 person with a evil stuff. I don't bother nobody, I dance a back and close. It is the program, why you must get them all up with the clip from me nine. To shoot to kill them, say me don't care. I try to kill but it no get me nowhere. Creeping on me pocket, on me deep in on me way. Take out me gun, put in on me suitcase. Pick up me face and you know me run the race. One thump thump in a boy them face. Two thump thump and we tear down the place. Three thump thump and them cannot escape. Cannot escape, cannot escape. Gallum is a cannot escape car. Toe to toe once again. We distinguish real bad boy demo. And if you a bad boy, not a guy can die. Let me see your face demo. Cause I'm not a DJ and I'm not a MC. I'm a 20 member of the crew BDP. Step to a crew boy, no problem. We have a fist and it quick me shout them. I'll see me gun but it in on me way. Pick up me fist to the butt of your face. Man I am there and we reach it on bad. Love see me fist and me gun next to God. You see me fist come up in a line. Wicked bad boy run things every time. All them a dark and different. Can't stop me from love the girl them. Girl on the left and girl on the right. Two of them combine and one fight. One throw a punch, one take out a knife. I nearly kill the girl and take away her life. Tell me girl and people is that right. Make girl a kill girl, the man where she like. I don't like that, them pressing on me throne. Leave them girl, we just keep them at home. My lion there, step on the throne. Twice every wicked and we bad to the bone, that's why.
Yes, sir, yes, sir, yes, sir, yes, sir, yes, sir. That was Mad Lion. And what y'all know about Mad Lion, y'all, you know what I'm saying? It's 9:27 a.m. out here in Las Vegas, Nevada. You know what I'm saying? It's the high is going to be at least 60 degrees today. You know what I'm saying? And it is a beautiful day. out here. You know what I'm saying? Big shout out to my man Jaquan and my man Geechee Dan and everybody else that's been listening and riding with me this morning. We gonna keep it going like this. What do y'all remember about this, y'all? Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Crystal clear, the non-commercial set is now here, brought to you by the will of positive people, KRS-One equals slamming lyrics and beats unquestionable, the professional, well I guess the show, grab the album, then rock the most on the market, strong-hearted with a target, blow, and the target is hit, I shot the lyrics, then reload the clip, blow, another shell hits the ground, along with the shell my opponent's weak crown, blow, blow, the title comes after. What a disaster, listen to the laughter, your heart I capture, cause every lecture has texture, if you're whack, I say next,
next
up, who's next, cause I've got no time for weakness, only the teacher speaks this dialect, that gains no respect, which money can't buy you yet, but I don't care, cause Boogie Down Productions has both, the most worldwide, coast to coast, we didn't do it with the soft commercial sound, try the ghetto, cause I refuse to let go, you see you don't understand, I knew it, you got a copy, I read from your blueprint. Keeping it on, track, and never whack. Please step back if you speak the whack rap. Cause I alone could diss your whole pack or posse, stupid. Sit there and watch me. You can't stop the original with a copy. Sloppy, very sloppy, you slouch. Every time you bite, I yell out. Break out. Get lost, your throat is caught. You lost cause I'm dope, of course.
One, and two, and three, and four.
But that comes from years of practice. Anti-slackness, anti-whackness. Throw on the glasses and teach the masses. Very simple. The question I ask is, how many MCs must get stopped before somebody says Chris has no talk? Thousands, both here and overseas. If you're soft, I say please, leave. Here's the door. There's your hat, coat, and mitt. Cause here, we read the blueprint.
Know for sure, cause what you got, there ain't no cure. So take this beat, go home and scratch, but stay away from me, cause it's easy to catch.
Shout out to my man Jaquan. Make sure y'all follow him on all his social media platforms, especially on Facebook. You know what I mean? And tell him that your boy Fat Man West Coast sent you. You know what I mean? And this was just an epic, epic show. I thank God for this show. I prayed about this. I was excited, I think, more than anybody to be that close, that be able to talk to somebody who's experienced hip-hop, you know what I'm saying, who loves this shit just as much as I do, you know what I mean. It is an honor to have people like that come on the show and educate myself just as well as the listeners. And y'all make sure y'all follow him on his radio show, you know what I'm saying, and everything like that. I would be honored if you listen to his radio show, because I turned you on to his radio show. So listen, y'all, for everybody here, the Wake Your Ass Up Morning Show staff and myself, I want to tell you, have a great day. God bless you. God keep you. Pray for somebody today. Do a kind act today. And trust me, God will smile on you and everything, because good Lord on his way back. Trust me, he is. Trust me, he is. And I am so grateful to be a child of God that I just want to tell the world. You know what I'm saying? So I chose a platform so I could tell the world and be a vessel for him, and he can speak through me, and maybe I can speak to others and they can experience what I experience, his grace and his love. You know what I'm saying? So love, peace, and hair grease, y'all. Take care of one another. Love one another. Love yourself first. You can love everybody else. Everything else will fall in place. Put God first. Everything else will fall in place. Okay? I'll talk to y'all tomorrow. Tomorrow we got Denise Hurt on the show. She's going to teach us about taxes. Tax time. Tomorrow at 8:30 right here on the Wake Your Ass Up Morning Show with your host, Fat Man West Coast, y'all. I'm out this piece.
When I drop a ton, take your favorite MC and bring the light like the sun. Get done, bow down, I'll be the one known to rock rhymes with lines beyond yours to make it rhyme time. I'm the master of the ceremony, only G. It'll be a long day before you see another me. I'll be high in the clouds with the system pumping loud. Tripping, loving life, it's the illest juvenile with my nickel red running up in. He'll spot with enough dick for you and a friend. Some killer ass weed for those who huff and make you wanna kill a nigga after taking one puff for the stuff. Shit is tough, but all stress chased away by the Django Ray murder in my way. Hey, young world, peep my method of madness. Watch it bring sadness because it's that thorough. Now who the fuck wanna see you on a face them all? Now who the fuck wanna see you on a face them all? I get mad wreck when wreck is the contest. They can text the fake niggas next when they flex. For those that don't know about my flows, let me introduce. I'm anti-truth and pack a deuce. I'm 5'5". I serve the best of the living. I come swift, death squad soloist. I be one of the illest, realest, getting busy shorty. Rolling with Reggie, smoking blunt and drinking 40. I'm ripping niggas out the frame with information when I unleash shit. I dust them off like creation. If it's on, it's on, nigga. Say word blind. Word blind on my mama and his kids. I represent the East when niggas ill fuck peace. All that shit you talking, nigga, that will get your ass to seat. Murder. Haven't you heard of what I be dropping? Cause when I drop my ill style, my style be popping like corn. Word is born and shown again. I wear them up till they fetch up with the Mac to the shit. It's the black Mac 10. I never wrong with chrome. When I do my ill shit, I only represent my home. It's P-H-I, double the L-Y. When I'm in New Jersey, North 18, hitting a double I. Now sigh and relief cause y'all can't see me. I be the looniest little ass MC. Now, when I drop my format, I make your brain go splash. From what I pack, niggas got to react. Now who the fuck wanna see Jamal? I face them all. Now who the fuck wanna see Jamal? I face them all.
Now I got the clock, make your motherfucker
eat up. Now who the fuck wanna see Jamal? I face them all. Now who the fuck wanna see Jamal? I face them all.
Now I got the clock, make your motherfucker
coming up from the squad of death. Never left stranded, all is demanded when the Glock 9 is handed. Demanded with green eyes, pack deep. Still keeping it real, maintained to keep it street peak. The way I sweep them seats up off their feet. Irritating like weddings on fall beat. Your shit is obsolete, I defeat and crush when I bust upon niggas with the gun like track needs to make them run. Now who the fuck wanna see Jamal? I face them all. And when I rock, I shock and see the shorter fall. You shouldn't have went there, nigga. You gotta come quicker and say I'm known to twist the mister. Now is you with me?
With who?
Jamal. Got the girlies hanging from the ball till I dig up in they draw. I got shit coming like plaster, coming massive.